X-ray simulations of polar gas in accreting supermassive black holes, by Jeffrey McCaig et al. Recent observations have shown that a large portion of the mid-infrared, MIR, spectrum of active galactic nuclei, AGN, stems from the polar regions. In this paper, we investigate the effects of this polar gas on the X-ray spectrum of AGN using ray tracing simulations. Two geometries for the polar gas are considered, 1, a hollow cone corresponding to the best-fit MIR model and, 2, a filled cone, both with varying column densities, ranging from 10 to the power of 21 minus 10 to the power of 22.5 cm carat minus 2, along with a torus surrounding the central X-ray source. We find that the polar gas leads to an increase in the equivalent width of several fluorescence lines below 5 kilo electron volts, e.g., O, Ne, Mg, C. A filled geometry is unlikely for the polar component, as the X-ray spectra of many type 1 AGN would show signatures of obscuration. We also consider extra emission from the narrow line region, such as a scattered power law with many photonized lines from obscured AGNs, and different opening angles and matter compositions for the hollow cone. These simulations will provide a fundamental benchmark for current and future high spectral resolution X-ray instruments, such as those on board XRISM and Athena. This was X-ray simulations of polar gas in accreting supermassive black holes, by Jeffrey McCaig et al.